जय श्री हपानी अदाम की जय। श्रील बाकी रखक श्रीरा देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। श्रील बाकी सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। श्रील बाकी निर्मावाचार्य महाराज की जय। श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत मत की जय। गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि। सो दिस इज द डिवाइन प्लेस of Srila Guru Maharaj, of Srila Bhakti Raka Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, this is Hapani Adam. And we are very fortunate to be able to come here, to this place. And some of the devotees here present, they worked hard also to be able to contribute to building this temple in this divine place. So this, like we heard in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita when we were singing, on Gaur Purnima about how Sita Thakur Rani, she came to see Mahaprabhu, and she saw the mother and the son in the maternity place. And we heard Srila Govinda Maharaj, when he came to San Jose in California, he said, "This is the labor room of my mother." So here where the deities are of Radha Gopinath, this is the actual place where Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj appeared, or we could say was born. This place where the deities are, because formerly, when that mother was going to give birth, she did not do so in the house, but a special, like chittai place was made, or bamboo place was made outside the house, like a maternity room where the mother could give birth. So later, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he left Hapani Adam, and he didn't come back, but the devotees brought him back here in order to show where the exact appearance place of Sridhar Maharaj, and he established that where the deities are, that's where he actually appeared in this world. And this place is called Sri Hapania. Hapania refers to the sweet water. Very sweet water here. Some persons are saying it's because of the coconuts that are growing here. But also we know that the sweet conception of Srila Guru Maharaj came out from this place. And when the devotees were brought here, along with Acharya Maharaj has said, Srila Sridhar Maharaj referred to this place as Govinda Maharaj's place, because he himself was not so much eager to go back to the place of his birth or place of his appearance. But Srila Govinda Maharaj was enthusiastic to establish this place. Just as Srila Acharya Maharaj, he was enthusiastic to establish Bhavantar of the place of the appearance of Srila Govinda Maharaj. So when the devotees came here, many exalted devotees like Yajavar Maharaj and Goswami Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj and others, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, they established that, they said that this place is non-different from Varshana. Then they said there would be Varshana, where Radharani's father's place was, where Radharani grew up, Varshana, that place. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, he would come here and visit on his own. He would come here and visit many of the places of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's pastimes, where he would study in the school. He would walk to that school. He would also go where Guru Maharaj bathing and to the Ganga and everything. And Sridhar Maharaj, he asked to Krishnadas Babaji, "Why are you doing this? You are my god brother. Why are you giving so much importance to this place?" And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Babaji, he said, "My whole life I am singing the songs of Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm singing many different bhajans. I'm singing the songs of Srila Rupa Goswami. And I cannot see any difference between what you have given and what you have written as to what is given by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad." So he had this deep appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And one time when devotee came here to Hapaniya, and later he told Srila Sridhar Maharaj, I went to Hapaniya and I enjoyed it very much. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj got very angry. And he told him, it is not for your enjoyment. This place is not for your enjoyment. But this place is actually, as we hear in the scriptures, it is said that the holy places become pure because of the presence of the devotees. That is not, the holy places sometimes, they are dependent on the saintly devotees going there and taking away so much impurities which ordinary persons leave at the holy places. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj indicated this place of his appearance, and not for our enjoyment, but we are coming here with a mood of showing some appreciation for the divine personality of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, for his conception, also for Srila Govinda Maharaj, who was very enthusiastic for establishing this place. Srila Govinda Maharaj, he said that when you are offering prayers, like pranam prayers or jayadvani prayers, he said that you can do in any way you want, but you don't separate my name from Srila Guru Maharaj's name. If you say prayers to Guru Maharaj, you will say my next to Guru Maharaj, not to separate in some way. Because we are considering that Srila Govinda Maharaj, he is always the Parshad associate of Srila Guru Maharaj. And they are actually Parshad devotees. We're never looking in any other way at Srila Govinda Maharaj or Srila Guru Maharaj except to consider that they are the eternal associates of the Lord. And Govinda Maharaj, he's treating us, you know, sometimes affectionately as his equal. He's treating us with much friendship. Well, we're never considering that who we are. We are always considering that he's our Gurudev, that we want to be situated eternally at his lotus feet. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he gave us so much. Srila Sridhar Maharaj is Shastra Nipunja. He can correct others. And actually, he gave to Bhaktivedanta Swami, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he gave like his name, although he took initiation from Keshav Maharaj. Actually, it was Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's desire to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And we can see that if we go into the, you know, downstairs where the brahmacharis used to stay, down from where Guru Maharaj's balcony is, you know, that veranda which is occupied now by Aranya Maharaj, and used to be brahmachari room in the front. There was a picture of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami's sister. Her picture was hanging in that brahmachari room. And when I came to the mud, I saw that picture and I said, what is her picture doing here? And it was said to me, well, she is also family. She is also the family. She wanted to take initiation also from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but he told her, no, you're living close to Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj. You can take initiation from him and do some service there. But she contributed, she paid for Srila Sridhar Maharaj's publication of Prapana Jivanamrita. She paid for the printing. And we also saw that Srila Prabhupada, he carried around a personal copy with him. And he considered that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent Srila Sridhar Maharaj to prepare him for his preaching in the West. So the divine person of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, we're fortunate. What I was going to say about Srila Prabhupada, he also wanted to take sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, I cannot give you sannyas because my relationship with your family is very intimate and it will be a big disturbance to your wife and to your children if I give you sannyas. But if you are wanting to take sannyas from me, you go to Keshav Maharaj, because he received the sannyas mantra from me. And he is reckless. He will give it to you. And that happened also. So, we saw that this very intimate relationship, and as when Srila Govinda Maharaj came to see, he also said that he considered that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami considered Srila Govinda Maharaj to be his son, and he saw Srila Sridhar Maharaj as being his Siksha Guru. So, for us, you know, this place, we'll say as Varshana, all the holy places depend on what? They depend on the holy persons, they depend on the holy person's distribution of the holy name. Without the holy persons, you know, one time Guru Maharaj, he said, what is the scriptures? He said, they are the words of the saints, of the sadhus. And what is the value of the holy name? It is given by the sadhus. So Narottam Das Thakur has said, Goloke Premedan Harinama Sangirtan. That Harinam which you're chanting, which you've gotten, that is not just a sound vibration, which you're making with your lips, but that has descended from Goloka Vrindavan. But how is it transmitted? From Goloka Vrindavan. What is the transporting agency? Who is the shipping agent for the holy name? You know, who's giving that? Who's distributing? We know Nityananda Prabhu, he's distributing in the marketplace of the holy name. But what is the role of the saints, Gurudev? You know, nobody needs to take any kind of formal initiation to get the holy name in this sense. You don't need a fire yajna or hotra or anything like that. No special ceremony. It is only, as Srila Govinda Maharaj remarked, heart-to-heart transmission from one saintly person to one who is eager to receive it. And it is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the only price you have to pay is your eagerness to be able to get it. So we are trying to keep that eagerness and keep that desire within our heart. I know in the scriptures, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it says that when Amoga, he made some criticism and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cursed his son-in-law, and Amoga was dying of cholera, and Mahaprabhu ran to the place where Amoga was lying there. And Mahaprabhu told him, how have you let this place, your heart, the heart of a Brahmin, become contaminated? It is supposed to be a pure place. And we all have the Lord in our heart, and we are worshiping Gurudev, we're worshiping the Lord, trying to worship, establish them in our heart. But if our heart is full of so many dirty, garbage things, how will the Lord be able to sit in our heart? So, like this, and in many, many places, we have to clean our heart. Chital Darpanam, Marjanam, Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavaru Jivanam, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnam, Ritasvaranam, Sarvatma Snapanam Param, Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. We have to purify our heart. So Mahaprabhu told Amoga, your heart is supposed to be a sitting place for the Lord, a very pure place. But you have allowed your heart to become contaminated by so many unwanted things. Now, you chant the holy name, and Mahaprabhu put his hand on his chest. Now you get up and chant the holy name. In Amoga, he was dying of cholera. He got up and he began chanting the holy name. Then he began slapping his mouth so much. You know, with his mouth I have blasphemed against the Lord. And he beat his mouth so much his face became swollen. But Gopinath Acharya stopped him. No, this is enough. So, like that, we want to be able to receive the Lord in our heart, and we are praying to the saintly person, Gurudev, this is the divine appearance place. Where else do you need to go? We're at the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. We have come here. Guru Maharaj told me when I came, he said, whatever you have, about Navadip, Aparad Bhanjanpat, he said, whatever you have, you invested here, and you will get the greatest return on your investment. Whatever you invest, you will get so much return. So our nature, as we can hear that, oh, nice, a very big return on our investment. But what is that investment we are making? We're investing our faith. We're investing our something of our sincerity, our desire at the lotus feet of Gurudev. And then everything we can get. So I'm very thankful that I could come here today to Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj's lotus feet, the place of his Avirbhav Stan in the association of all the devotees, and to serve his mission. I am trying heart and soul, as all of you are, to serve the divine mission of Srila Gurudev, of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, and my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. I'm trying as best I can by me to serve their mission. So I'm happy to be able to come here and try to renew some energy for their service. Vancha kalpita rubhyas chatrika sindhu vyavacha patitanam pavenebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.